Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beattie of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during June. Stargazers, as a rule, crave darkness. Nothing gets our juices flowing like a wide-open canopy of stars set like diamonds on black velvet. We grumble a lot about light pollution, and we'll go out of our way, sometimes hundreds of miles, to view the Milky Way in all its pristine glory. I still get a rush every time I step out under a pitch-black sky, but I've also come to appreciate those special times when day gives way to night and vice versa. That's twilight time. At day's end, I look for the Belt of Venus, a sandwich of deep, rich purples and pinks that looms over the eastern horizon as Earth casts its shadow into the sky. Then I'll strain to see how soon I can see some bright star or planet. I don't exactly mumble, starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight, but the timing of those early onsets are good indicators of my sky's clarity. In early June, the sun sets around 8 o'clock, and the first thing you'll see coming into view, even before the sun sets, is the moon. This month, the full moon falls on June 7th. Ordinarily, the light that floods the sky from its fat disk is a turnoff for stargazing, but this month it offers a temporary truce of sorts. On the previous evening, Saturday the 6th, the not-quite-full moon passes directly in front of the bright star Antares. This event is observable for much of North America, occurring a little before midnight on the East Coast and progressively earlier in the time zones west of there. Those of you in the Rockies won't see the start of this cover-up because the moon won't be above your horizon yet, but you should see the star re-emerge somewhere near 9 p.m. Mountain Time. Sorry to say, but you West Coasters are largely out of luck for this one. Once the moon has waned for a few more days, it'll be gone from early evening, leaving the stars to shine in a much darker sky. Crane your neck and look straight up to spot Arcturus, the fourth brightest star in the nighttime sky. Can you detect a bit of ginger ale tinge in its light? Arcturus is a red giant star, a swollen orb that's more than 25 times the sun's diameter and 200 times its brightness. It's fairly close by as stars go, only 37 light-years away. The only bright evening planet in view is Saturn, which is high in the southwest as darkness falls. Don't confuse Saturn with the slightly dimmer star perched to its lower right by about the width of your fist at arm's length. That's Regulus, marking the heart of Leo, the lion. If you're really itching to spot some planets, you're going to have to drag yourself out of a sound sleep to get up well before dawn at about 4:30 a.m. If you time things right, you'll be rewarded with a view of not just one planet, but four of them. Brilliant Venus is being cozy with much dimmer Mars over in the east, while Jupiter is riding much higher to their upper right in the south. And for 2 weeks, beginning about June 13th, you can look for Mercury hugging the horizon to Venus's lower left. And get this, if you had telescopic eyes, you could also spot Uranus to the upper right of Venus and Mars, and Neptune about a finger's width from Jupiter. Now, if you draw an imaginary line across the pre-dawn sky from Mercury up through Venus and Mars to Jupiter and beyond, you've just traced out the ecliptic, the path through the stars along which the planet and the sun travel throughout the year. And the constellations straddling the ecliptic are all part of the zodiac. At mid-June, Mercury is sitting in Taurus, Venus and Mars are in Aries, and Jupiter is nestled between Aquarius and Capricorn. Lonely Saturn, back in the evening sky, is in Leo. One more thing. The sun reaches its June solstice at 1:46 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on June 21st. This will be the longest day of the year for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, and as far as I'm concerned, it's all downhill from there. Next month, I'll show you how to track down the scorpion in the sky, or how to stay clear of it, depending on your point of view. Until then, I wish you clear skies.